The following programme, IM1 Speed Isn't of the Essence, is, as you may well know by now, a gently satirical poke at Manx Radio, Manx Life and Manx Politics. As such, it contains slightly fruitier content than normal here on your nation station, and a few of what we call swear words. It's not our intention to offend anyone, even those we don't like, so if the above doesn't sound like your sort of thing, I'd avoid it if I were you. Unless you deliberately want to offend yourself, so you can ring up the man in line to complain tomorrow. If you're staying with us, thanks for being broad-minded, and no need to fasten your seatbelts. We won't be going that quickly.
Another year has passed at Manx Radio, and much to everyone's surprise, none more so than the people who work there, it's still broadcasting. 2025 has been a surprising year so far for staff and particularly management. The numbers for the year part of the date altering in early January, Easter happening on a completely different day to the previous year, a massive motorbike race taking place at the end of May, almost exclusively in the rain, and someone calling the moan-in line to say they think wind farms are crap. Happily, it's all grist to the mill for the regular presenters. BethEsby.com, Windy Ant, Christy de Havilland Vickers, Lewis Fosterchild, Alex the Engine, and me, who keep on talking bollocks about what your favourite sauce is on a meat pie, the fact it's National Balance of Frog on Your Nipple Day, and asking people to send in shit photos of themselves doing something other than listening to the radio. Which, to be fair, most of them don't. And they all carry on broadcasting as if nothing has happened. Which, happily, on the Isle of Man, is the case for the vast majority of the time. In recent times, one of the hot topics on the island outside why, as a modern finance-based economy, we never have any money, can't get to see a doctor before the only thing they can do is certify you've already died, are unable to fund a library but can pay communications officers to tell people why we can't afford to pay for a library and why it's usually impossible to buy a Sunday newspaper on a Sunday, has been the issue of island life being too much in the fast lane, and as a consequence, moves have been afoot to slow islanders' movements to that, say, of a small hedgehog crossing the road, but after it's been squashed by a car. This move has proved terrifically popular, particularly among those who want to introduce it, and has proved a great talking point, proving even more popular than dog shit, when the camera obscura is open, and how everyone is looking forward to the next election in 2026, when several new MHKs may well be voted in to help form a new government, with quite a few of the same faces as we have now, safe in the knowledge that in just 2 short years, it will be just as unpopular as the current administration. Meanwhile, work continues apace to try and boost the island's working population by 15,000 in the hope that someone will still be working when most of the current civil service have retired.
Hello, welcome to the Isle of Man. We're delighted that you've decided to move here.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm very much looking forward to the freedom.
Oh, well, we can't guarantee anything, but we'll see what we can do. Now, my name is David, and it's my job to make sure that all the people who we're inviting to move to the Isle of Man to try and make money for us aren't criminals.
Oh, right.
So I'm going to have to ask you some quite personal and probing questions, but just to reassure you, it's nothing personal. It's just part of our extensive border security operations.
Oh, I'm used to that. The Middle East.
Where?
The Middle East, up a bit at, to the left of London.
Oh, right. Oh, that's nice, actually. Where was it then that you lived?
Dundee.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Nice cake and marmalade there. Now, if I can just take your name.
Yes, it's John.
John? Yes, yes, yes. John.
Yes, that's right.
No. I mean, John, your surname.
Smith.
Oh, that's a lovely name. Yes. Now, have you got your passport?
Yes. Wait, hang on. Here it is.
All right. There we are. Yes. The ink's all wet.
Oh yes. Sorry. I dropped it in the sea when I went swimming with the blue shits.
you mean the blue tits?
No, I go swimming in Peel.
Ah, right. Look, it looks like the word Smith has been written on top of with another name. No, it's on top of... What's this name? Bin Laden?
Yes, well, that was my maiden name. Sorry, they got it wrong in the passport office.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah. Yes, yes. Well, that's all in order. Right, now the hard stuff. I'm sorry. Now, are you a terrorist?
Yes.
Sorry?
No. I meant no.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Final answer?
Yes.
Oh, good. I thought for a moment there I was going to have to put you on a blacklist.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, dear. Now, are you importing any large amounts of money into the Isle of Man?
No.
Any money at all?
Well, just a few thousand Bitcoin.
Well, you've been emptying your piggy banks. Well, I don't think loose change really counts. Now, occupation?
Bomb maker.
Bomb maker?
Of course, I meant...
No. Don't tell. You're a confectioner.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I love frozen desserts. Do you know Arctic Roll?
Oh, yes. I love that band. How does it go? Fluorescent adolescent.
That's Arctic Monkeys. No, they're a band, not a dessert.
Oh, yes. Sorry, pardon.
I expect it's very difficult for you in a different language.
That's right, yes.
Well, we're almost done. Now then, what drew you to live and work on the Isle of Man?
I just wanted somewhere where I could arrive quietly and disappear into the population without anyone noticing.
Oh, yes. Freedom to flourish. Oh, you don't want to be banging around in those big, dangerous cities anymore.
Oh, no. I've done quite enough of that.
Quite. Well, that's about it. Well, welcome to the Isle of Man. Have you found anywhere to live yet? Where'd you live before?
Underground a lot.
Oh, or basement apartments.
Well, sometimes, but tunnels mainly.
Oh, splendid. Well, best of luck. Now, just let me mark you off on the list here. Right, that's it. And we'll just put you one there. Now, we want a one here. That's it. And then we want a 14,999. There. Marvellous. Well, that's going well.
Next.
Ronaldsway Airport has announced a new initiative to boost tourism to the Far East. Passengers from the Isle of Man now have the opportunity to fly to North Korea for the low price of 200,000 won. To promote this deal, Manx Radio's Alexei Nabrindley and Christy de Political Safe Haven were invited on a weekend away with Pyongyang Airways to see the sights and sounds of the lesser-travelled peninsula.
Righty-ho, we've touched down at Pyongyang International Airport and we've been greeted by... get this, 32 dedicated tour guides.
Yeah, it's so cool. And after a breezy 19 hours in the air, 4 connections and 48 hours in a police holding cell without water or daylight, it really makes you feel like you're getting special treatment. Oh, I think we're on our way.
Yes, here we go. I just want to tell you one more thing. Now, the beauty of this trip is that the itinerary has been kept entirely from us, so we've no idea where we could be going.
I know, isn't it exciting?
Oh, I hope there's trains.
In a bid to engage younger voters, largely because their usual supporters are, well, dying off, Manx politicians have decided to embrace the language of the youth. With another election looming, MHKs are ditching their traditional tones and slipping into the slang of Gen Z. It's all part of a bold, some might say desperate campaign to show that they're down with the kids, and of course to continue clutching hold of the only job they've ever had that pays them more than minimum wage. Let's get down with the brothers and sisters and check out what's hanging there, honky.
All come in, chill. Hi, besties, let's get this bread. First up, member for Douglas South, Sarah Malteser B. What are the vibes, Queen?
Mr. Speaker, dead ass. Banning selfies at the Laxey Wheel is a total L. This landmark, big mood. Tourists be pulling up, snapping pics and giving us free clout on Insta. Why would we gatekeep our main character energy? For real, this motion is giving red flags and I cannot stan. Let's not fumble the bag. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Respectfully, you're tripping. Laxey Wheel ain't about selfies, it's about the law in it. I was there only last week and these influencers were climbing on it and acting all sus. If we don't ban selfies, we're going to end up on TikTok with hashtag oops, I dropped the wheel. Is that the legacy we're trying to flex? Nah, fam.
Nah, that's cap. Mr. Speaker, banning selfies is cringe AF. We should lean into the chaos, you know, like add some LED lights, slap a ring light on that bad boy, and let the tourist wild out. More selfies equals more engagement, which equals more dosh for Manx coffers. It's basic maths, my G. Don't at me.
Mr. Speaker, I'm shook. This debate is low-key fire. It's giving very demure, very mindful. But can we take a sec to remember what the Laxi Wheel is about? It's heritage, not a thirst trap. These TikTokers are treating it like some sort of IRLB reel. What's next? It's a slippery slope, girl.
Mr. Speaker, let's not get it twisted. This isn't just about selfies, so it's about privilege. Some people don't even have access to iconic landmarks like the Laxi Wheel. In terms of banning selfies, we should tax them. 10 quid per snap. That way, we secure the bag and respect the law. That's called progressive policy divas.
Bet, Mr. Speaker, this motion is straight up mid. If we ban selfies, what's next? Banning drones, banning vibes. It's giving dictator energy and the Manx people won't stand for it. Let the wheel spin, let the people snap, and let's move on to legit issues like why Greg still hasn't come to the Isle of Man. Facts, no printer.
Mr. Speaker, I just want to vibe check real quick. Look, the Laxi Wheel, straight bussing and no cap, that thing's iconic. But even the dopest Insta spot ain't hitting the vibe check. If we let it get ruined by content creators, we're out here trying to protect its aura. And these tourists are treating the wheel like it's some BTEC Eiffel Tower. We got to draw the line somewhere for real.
For real. I mean, Adina, I hear you, but let's be real. Gatekeeping the Laxi Wheel, ain't it, Chief? What's the point if we don't let the squad flex it on their socials? Isle of Man Tourism's whole vibe is like, come for the wheel, stay for the fields or whatever. Kill the selfies and you're low-key killing the brand. And let's be honest, no one's pulling up to see a wheel that's on private mode.
Mr. Speaker, I just want to say this motion is bare sus. The Laxi Wheel's been around for time and now we're acting like it's going to get cancelled because some influencers are vibing too hard. Let the people cook, I say.
Mr. Speaker, let's be so for real about this, yeah. The Laxi Wheel slaps, but we've got to think about safety. Some of these influencers are out here hanging off the edge like they're in Mission Impossible. We need to set boundaries before someone literally yeets themselves into history.
Okay, Boomer. Besties, come on, go touch grass. Right, member for Arbury, Castletown and Maloo, what's happening?
Mr. Speaker, look, the Laxi Wheel's got main character energy and no one's denying that, but banning selfies, that's a hard pass from me. The way I see it, we should be monetizing the hype, not killing it. Selfie zones, sponsored filters, maybe even a cheeky NFT of the wheel. That's how we secure the bag, Pookie. Anything else is just bad vibes.
All right, squad. I think we've reached peak chaos and I'm starting to get a menti bee. Time to wrap this up. Let's put it to a vote. All those in favour, can I get a yas queen?
Yas queen?
Yas queen.
Yas queen.
Yas queen.
Yas queen.
Yas queen. Yas queen.
And those against. And those against. Can I get a flop?
Flop.
Flop.
Split.
Split called. Okay. 11 yas queens and 13 flops. Motion failed. The Laxi Wheel stays unbothered. Selfies included. Slay.
Well, I can tell you it's been a whirlwind start to our adventure in Pyongyang. We landed about an hour ago, and we've already been taken on a private bus tour to an undisclosed location.
I know, that's right. And to make sure we weren't peeking along the way, they put bags over our heads. Can you believe it? They're really going the extra mile for us.
They certainly are. And remember, if you want to experience what we're experiencing, just head on over to the Ronald's Way website, making sure you're using a private browser, of course, you know, a VPN. Click on the Manx Radio icon and you'll be entered into our prize draw.
And we'll be back shortly with another update.
Online, on radio, AM, FM, DAB, LGBTQ+, we'll post it to you if you want. We really are that desperate. This is Manx Radio. As if you didn't already know, we say it every 30 seconds.
Beep.
News! Yes, it's the news again. I bet you can't wait, though, spoiler alert, it's exactly the same as it's been for the last 4 hours. It's the Isle of Man, for Christ's sake. What do you expect? Not much happens, and most of it is dull. Police are investigating after an unusual incident in Castletown. Commissioners had reported two people to police for blocking several public toilets and then using them to relieve themselves, thereby flooding the facilities. However, before officers were able to act, the facilities were mysteriously cleaned over a 12-hour period by persons unknown. A post on Tweetbeat said with no evidence to act on, the issue was now closed and clearly someone had been taking the piss. Residents on the Isle of Man will see an increase in GP and dental appointments in the coming years. Manx Care says the crux of its mandate is the aim to develop better out-of-hospital provision in dental, GP and pharmacy services and accelerate a home-first approach. The organisation admits that if people discover they are in fact seriously ill, there'll still be little chance of getting to see a consultant, but say on the plus side, at least they'll have a better chance of knowing what they're dying from and without having to go to hospital. The island's Lieutenant Governor, Sir John Lorimer, has been ruled out as someone we can take the out of. In what marks a change of tradition, dating back to the 18th century, people seem to actually like this one. His tenure has been extended for another 11 months, but a petition has already been drawn up in a bid to grant Sir John the title for the next 400 years, or until he passes away, whichever comes first. McVannin have described Sir John as not at all welcome, but less unwelcome than a lot of his predecessors, but have told him to ditch the feathery hat. The Department of Infrastructure says recent gridlock in Douglas was due to an administrational error. Following recent consultation with members of the public on the 20 miles per hour zones, which department members described as positive and robust interaction with stakeholders, but the examiner described as vicious hand-to-hand combat, a trial version of the scheme was rolled out in parts of Onchan and Douglas. Lewis Foster has the details.
Due to what Minister Michelle Peter Hayward called an isolated case of departmental numeric dyslexia, the numbers 2 and 0 were transposed on the road signs, meaning morning rush hour traffic was reported as still heading into work at lunchtime. Traffic backing up from the Quarter Bridge to the Fairy Cottage filling station in Laxey, and several wheelchair users being booked by police for speeding as they overtook vehicles. It's claimed the situation has now been remedied, although there have now been unconfirmed reports of an extra zero appearing after the initial 2 and 0, causing some motorists to become airborne at the White Bridge. Manx Radio has approached the DOI for comment, but we're told to f*** off.
The DOI has refused to confirm the identity of a new commercial sponsor for the Isle of Man Airport. Ramsay MHK Laurie Hoopingcough has put in a Freedom of Information request, saying it was in the public interest for him to know everything, whether he needs to or not. The department has refused to disclose the name of the major international sponsor on the basis of commercial confidentiality, staff morale, and the sheer joy of pissing off Mr. Hoopingcough. As part of the deal, it's been announced that the airport is to be renamed and will now be known as Ronald McDonald's Way International. That's the news for what it's worth. Not a lot, in my opinion, but what do I know? I just read it. No wonder I'm so depressed.
And now we have a new caller on the programme. It's a new caller! A new caller, everybody. A new corner on the moaning line.
There's someone new on main line. There's someone new today. We don't mind if they're bigoted or black or white or gay. There's someone new on main line. A real red letter day. Let's hope that they're not racist or have f*** all to say.
And it's hello to Ilium Doan. We used to have an Ilium Doan on the Isle of Man many, many years ago. Is that your real name, then?
No.
Thought not, no. What's on your mind today?
It's about these windmills, Andy.
It's Andy. What about them? Are you in favour?
No, I'm not. Can you imagine 40 of them going round in such an iconic spot? It's going to ruin the area. It's a total disgrace, Anthony.
I think it's 4, not 40. Where did you get the figure from, then?
It's Dewan.
Dewan? Is that your real name?
No. It's an awful lot, isn't it? And the blaze could be 1.5 kilometres in length.
How long?
That's big enough to be visible from space.
They're pretty big, but I think you'll find the actual figure is 150 metres.
No, I've heard 1.5 kilometres. kilometres.
Where from?
That's for all 40 windmills.
No, no, they're wind turbines, not windmills. Where are you hearing this then, Ilium?
Hall.
Hall? Is that your real name?
No, it doesn't really matter. The whole thing is a disgrace. I can't believe it's actually being considered when so many people are against it. It's just typical of this government.
How many people are actually against it?
Well, it's a lot.
Yeah, but I think you need to check some of your facts, though, Ilium.
Yeah, you're lorry.
I don't suppose...
No,
I don't think so. The fact is, the proposal is for 3 or 4 turbines, and if 4, the blades will be about 150 metres in length.
They're going to be a terrible blot on the landscape, Anthony, ruining what's an important area of special significance to the island's industrial heritage. I mean, whoever thought this up should be shot.
Well, I don't think you can say that, even if your predecessor was. Well, if you're actually related, which sadly you're not... No, we can't say that either. So what industrial heritage are you thinking about?
All the old mine workings in the area.
Mine workings? I would have thought it would have been more a case of spoiling the natural beauty of the area.
Oh, I don't really think you can call Snuff the Wind beautiful. Any more than you can call Foxdale beautiful.
Wait a minute, Ilium. Whoever, where are you getting these figures from? We're talking about the possibility of 4 wind turbines going at Erie Stain in the south with blades which may be 150 metres in length. Fact. Where are you getting your figures from?
From you? I mean, I don't actually listen myself. I'm told that's what you've broadcast.
So you reckon someone has heard this on the Manning line?
What? The what line?
On Manx Radio. No.
The one down by B&Q, aye?
No. Who do you think you're talking to? Ilium? Juan? Hall? Laurie? Donald?
So hello again, guys. Christy and Alexi out here in North Korea. And that undisclosed location we mentioned before... Well, you'll never guess where it is. Tell him, Alexi.
It's a field.
I know, that's right. Just an ordinary field. These guys are just so random. It's hilarious.
Right, and I must admit, we don't have a translator here with us, but from what I can gather from looking around, this must be where they harvest the grain.
The grape?
Yeah, the colour grape. It's absolutely everywhere in this country. Uh-oh, what's this?
Oh, it's a spade, and I've been given a hoe.
This must be like one of those interactive gardening dining experiences.
I know, right? Let's get to work.
Hello, this is BethSB.com. When I'm not doing news stuff, standing in for Ben Hartley, standing in for Chris Williams, doing the man in line, standing in for Christy, standing in for Alex, or hanging around with greasy biker types, I love to be out in my veg patch. Now I want to share with you the thrills, the spills, laughter and tears which go into growing top-notch veg. From peas to lettuce, parsnips to cucumber, join me as I get up close and dirty with some of the top growers in the business as they share the lowdown on dibbing, pricking out, and what to do when things get messy.
If you're wanting your cucumber straight as a die, Beth, pop it into a long, thin glass bottle when it's small. Just watch it grow in there.
The Journey to a Bean podcast with me, BethSB.com. Available on the Manx Radio Gardening website, your favourite podcast provider, or wherever you go to waste time.
Hello, I'm Manx Radio's sports editor, Di Pritchard, and I'm delighted today to be joined by the new manager of the Ravens, Mickey Hayward. Afternoon, Mickey.
Yeah, afternoon, Di. Great to be here.
Well, first off, Mickey, a surprise appointment. We weren't really expecting Paul Jones to be replaced. What happened?
Yeah, well, nothing really, Di. It was just time for him to go.
Well, why was that?
Well, his playing style was a bit fast, you know what I mean?
And loose?
No, just fast.
And so, was he asked to stand aside?
Well, no. More told to stand aside, really, Di.
Was there any consultation with him about the move?
Yeah, well, initially, no. And then, yes.
And what was the outcome of that? Was the Fast style of play unpopular?
Well, no, not really, but we decided to get rid of him anyway.
And bring yourself in as a replacement?
Yeah, that's right, Di, yeah.
Do you have much experience in the
side? Well, none, to be honest. It's football, innit? I mean, how difficult can it be? It's all ducking and diving, really. I've got plenty of experience of that.
Yeah, right. And how exactly are you hoping to go about slowing the team down?
Well, I'll be using a new formation for the squad, Di, as I've outlined here.
Oh, so you're moving away from variants on the classic 4-4-2 lineup?
Yeah, that's right, Di. We're going to be using a 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1 formation for the coming matches.
1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. That's quite unusual.
Yeah. Unique, probably. I think they might have tried it in Wales, and you know how good they are at football.
Yes. So, how will this formation actually slow down the Ravens' style of play?
Well, I mean, they won't be running up down the pitch anymore, will they, Di? I mean, they'll just be running from side to side, and as that's nowhere near as far, it stands to reason they won't be able to go as fast.
Right. This will be good for the Ireland's progression, will it?
Well, it's a lot safer style, Di. I mean, much less likely they'll collide with players from the other side.
Indeed, the ball.
Well, we'll have to see about that, Di. Nothing ventured, as they say.
Any other changes?
Yeah, Di. The team name, we're going to be binning off the name Ravens.
And replacing it with?
Well, I'm proud to tell you that we're going forward with the Ireland team, and it's going to be known as the Rooks.
Rooks? Do you not think there's a danger they could become the Rookies?
Yeah, well, possibly, Di. What's wrong with that? I mean, people have been calling me that for ages.
Rookie manager Mickey Hayward. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Di. And up your rookies!
Hello, I'm BethSB.com, small but in charge of everything. And welcome to the TT Paddock once again, but with a difference. Now, you might remember that last year's senior TT was cancelled following gale force winds and hail unexpectedly blighting the summery conditions, which one might expect in June. Well, following a debrief with the organisers, the ACU and Manx government, a flaw has been identified in the planning process when it was realised that while race schedules, safety and scrutineering and track maintenance were all effectively executed, what hadn't been taken into consideration was the fact that the event was taking place on the Isle of Man in summer. So consequently, you now join me back in the paddock, but in February, when it's thought the weather could be marginally better for the riders. There have also been a few changes to the specifications for the new senior ice, as it's been dubbed, with a much broader range of machinery now being permitted. And if I just cast an eye down the entry list of the runners and riders, we do see quite a few changes and a few unfamiliar names. Peter Hickman is back and fully recovered after his nasty spill last year. He'll be riding a BMW once again, but rather than slicks, he's opted for snow tyres front and rear and will be using panniers full of hot drinks, Kendall mint cake and an ice axe. Good to see John McGuinness back, but not with Honda this year, but Husky. Six Huskies to be exact, as he's running a dog sled for the mountain section and I assume for the rest of the course. You should be all right there, Mush. A new name for the TT, Sir Ranulph Fiennes, has the number two spot, no stranger to danger he, but a new face for the senior. He'll be looking to walk unaided for a large part of the course, but hoping to ski down the mountain and hopefully ski up it if the wind is in the right direction for his parasail. Michael Dunlop returns on his usual machinery and optimistically on slicks. If you're going to slide, you may as well go the whole hog, I suppose. And a new name too in the number seven slot, Arctic explorer David Hempelman Adams, who's opted for a hot air balloon over the mountain. While Ian Hutchinson is hoping his Bombardier snowmobile will not only be fast, but also comfier to sit on. At 12, Sir Ernest Shackleton Jr. will be making his debut on the mountain course. Oh, sorry, what's up? Right. Well, would you believe it? A two-hour delay. The sun has come out at Brandywell.
Okay. I think we can safely say we might have got the wrong end of the stick here. Christy's gone somewhere. She ran away about 2 hours ago and I've not seen her since, so I'm going to sign off for now, just to be safe. But not before telling you about how you can take a family of four on Pyongyang Airlines direct from Ronald's Way for the low, low price of... Oh, my God.
And so the dizzy, lizzy, hurly-burly of life continues at IM1 at a pace never far from 19.9 miles an hour. Who knows what the future will hold? Will the horse trams ever run along the entire length of the promenade again? Will the government have to employ more communications officers in order to tell us they can't afford it? Will one man become the head of every island school? Will Manx News and Politics disband after the next election, saying the new administration is brilliant, just what we wanted? We're all going to put down our iPads, get off the communal sofa, and actually get a life. This and many more questions will almost certainly not be answered in the next exciting episode of IM1, if we can afford it. Pretty unlikely, come to think of it, if the subvention goes, well, I know how to fly Spitfires now, so I'll be alright for a job when the balloon goes up.